there's a few shailas that Rainim discuss, which what I'm saying what I'm going to say is dvarm shita. Sometimes something is right in front of your eyes, it's not as easy to see as other things. A lot of it says in the Maral. I've seen it once in the Maral. I've heard it in the Bris of Hashem Rebero. Some of what I'm going to say. It's the Chayyim of Uwen Rambam like this. But Al-Kupanim, to put together the different strands that we find in the Nes Chanukah. Of course, we know that there's the Nes. We say in Al-Anisim, at great length, we discuss the Nes of the Milchamas and Yeshuas, Shasisa Lavisainu, which primarily refers to the Nes of the Milchama, that Matisyahu, Vanav, were Chashmenoim, were Mizgabe over the Ivanim. Like it says, it was Matin. So a lot of that is of course a reference to the Ness of the Milchama. To the extent that the Ness of the Shaman is Kemat not even mentioned, the Al-Anisim, it's Kemat not even mentioned that he was a Pach Shaman, which lasted for 8 days. The only remnants to it is It doesn't say that there was anything unusual about the fact that they were even Madlik Neiris V'chatzis Kachecha. I mean, you'll have to figure out by yourself, based on the price of my Chanukah, that was a Ness. Clearly, it's not the Nusach. The Nusach Madbeah of the Tefillah, the Chazal Masakeh, is not there to push, so to speak, to bring out the Mefasim, the Ness of the Neiris. Being that that's the case, so just makes all the more interesting, if not shver, that in, like you mentioned, the price of my Chanukah and Chafal from the base, it says over there, in Shagavra, base Chashmenoi is Leimotsu Elapach Echod, and planted for 8 days, and doesn't give end the nest, and remember the Masaka, and we Masaka, and I'd love his name. As if there was like nothing special about that. As happens in Milchamas, only one side can win. So and that was the Pach Shaman that they used. Ended up being lasting for 8 days, and thus again the Nes Chanukah. So, given the fact that in Dalanisim, the entire thrust, certainly the general thrust of Dalanisim, is Al-Nisim, Al-Gruis, Al-Chuis, Al-Muhammad, Al-Sisal, Al-Isainu, none of that is a reference to Chayra, or at least primarily to the Nes Shaman. So why then, and the Shaman is barely mentioned, why then in the Brayis of my Chanukah we find Kemata Hepuch over there, Shagabi, Beis Chashmenoi, so... I believe it's Hashem the Chazam Seifer, but many Achrayim, later Achrayim, certainly discuss the Shaila that the Klal is that Tumah is Hutter B'tzibah, that for Inyanei, for Karbonis Tzibah, for Inyanei, for Mitzvah Tzibah, that are Negeya to fulfill, to be Mekayim, Mitzvahs, of course, that require Lachachila, so to speak, in the best of circumstances, they require a certain level of Tahara in the Beis HaMikdash, but nonetheless, the Klal is that Tumah is Hutra, or some say it's Tchuya, but the bottom line is that where Tahara is necessary, and it's for the purposes, there's a necessity for a Tziba, so Tumah is Tchuya, and, or Hutra, and it's Shaykh to be Mekayim, and to bring a Karvin, even the Tumah. So we made the fragment of Achronim, so who needed the entire Ness? I mean, it seems the Ness was almost unnecessary, if not unnecessary, at least Al-Kibin, Al-Pi-Halacha, they could have used, they had plenty of Shaman that was not Munach Mechaysam Shalkayim. So that Shaman, being that it was such a Vitziba, was absolutely, L'chatchila, you could have used that Shaman. So what's the whole emphasis and the essence of this Ness that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam saw fit to make a Ness Chanukah that should last for 8 days? So this I heard from Shem Rabbeinu, and Rabbeinu says a beautiful word. Rabbeinu Salavation says that the Rambam, when he starts off and he describes the Maisa of the Nes Chanukah, the entire episode and the historical background for the Nes Chanukah, so Rambam says, "V'bayi sheini k'shemolchu yavin gozu gzeiris al Yisrael, u'bitlu dosam, v'leinichu oisam lasik v'taydu v'mitzos." So far the Rambam is talking in very general terms. And then he gets more specific. U'pashtu three things. U'pashtu yadam bin mamayinam u'b'b'naysayam. As we know, Tibola Hegman Chila, that was the B'nai Sayyam, and it was Al Mamoinam also. The Nichnesu Lahechal Uparatsu Boy, Chirtsis Vitimut Haaretz. So there was a partial Yadam in Mamoinam, B'nai Sayyam, and the Nichnesu Lahechal Uparatsu Boy, Chirtsis Vitimut Haaretz. So Rebbeinu says that the Chayyish state on Rambam, that whereas one could have understood that the Mice of Chanukah, the Goyim came in, they destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, so inevitably things became common. That wasn't by design, it wasn't the tachlis of what was happening. So if Rebbeinu Rambam state nishtazah, the Rambam is saying, L'chayyish, that the same way part of the design was and as part of that overall strategy of the Yevanim was Pashli Yadam, the Rishas of Pashli Yadam and Mainam and Benesayim, it was also Nichasul Haichal Paratsu by Pirtsis Vitimut Haaretz. You don't say Paratsu by Pirtsis unless it was by design, it was something that was premeditated, that this was ultimately the matara, the goal of what the Yevanim were out to do, was to be Paratsu by Pirtsis and to be Mitamid Haaretz. The mailing he explains is a nice pshat, the Velt Pecht. Okay, that's a Ness. But what's Tmeyim Biat Ha'idim? What's the Ness of Tmeyim Biat Ha'idim? What's the Ness of Rishon Biat Tzadikim? The Ness of Zaydim Biat Oiskei Soyo Secha? These are spiritual qualities. These are Hisnagdasim that are in the spiritual world. So who's to say that it shouldn't be something unusual about that it's Tmeyim Biat Ha'idim? Maybe it's supposed to be that way. That's not like grabbing me on mountain. So Bell said that over here, the point is we're not the emphasis, in the Chazal are not stressing over here necessarily the Ness. It doesn't say over here, it says what the Rebbeinu Shalom, what we're giving Haidah. Al-Anisim is Haidah. It's a form of Haidah. So you're giving Haidah that the Rebbeinu Shalom and Taka made Ness and was grabbing me on mountain and Biat Chaloshim, Biat Rab Miat Miatim, Tmeim Biat Ahoidim, Shom Biat Tzadikim, Zen Miat Hizki Yisrael. If these three things that the Rambam says over here, that's not necessarily a Ness. But that's what we're giving Haidah, that's the Nitzachon, that's in the essence of the Nitzachon of Ness Chanukah, is that the Rebbeinu Shalom served to give up the Tmeim Biat Ahoidim, the Rishon Biat Tzadikim, and the Zaydim Biat Hizki Yisrael. And that's the three things the Rambam says. The first thing he says is, That's Rishas. That's Maiser Rishas. And the third thing, opposed by Pitzes with Timu Atadis, that's Tmeyim Yatahoidim. So these three things, Shtei Tmeyim Yatahoidim, Shom Yatzadikim, Vizadim Yatahoidim, because in these three things, what Torah by design, premeditated, unlike in other Golosin, like you could say, Mashal Dechum by Yesheni, when the Romans came and they destroyed and they pillaged and they Mustamu also took the Bnei Seyem and they did what they wanted with the Bnei Seyem. They were Iva and Kolmine Avedis and Arayis and whatever, Tzichis and so on. But that wasn't by design, that wasn't the goal of the Romans, was not to defile and to bring about and to inject riches and tumah into Klal Yisrael. It wasn't the goal of the Romans. The goal of the Romans was Halacha Esav Sayin Eliyakiv, and in Mele Klal Yisrael needed to be vanquished. Here the goal was to undermine and to defile the spiritual quality of Klal Yisrael. So it's Rabbim Yad, you're giving Avad the first Haidah on the Nes of Giborim Yad Chaloshim, Rabbim Yad Mi'atim, but more so and uppermost beyond that, for purposes of what? For purposes of Tmeyim Biyat Tehoidim, Shom Biyat Tzadikim, and Zaydim Biyat Oiske Soysecha, which was the Etzem Hisnagdus, the essence of the Muhammad, the battle, and the Melech Qualis of Nitzachat Oviyah. A beautiful shot from Rambam and now Anisim. So come to Chois, and this is already, I've seen in the Maral. The Maral says, again, it's Dvarim, when you hear it, it's Dvarim Pshutim. Come to Chois, that, of course, the Ness of the Neiris is not the Pshat that we're being Madlik Neiris. So we're commemorating, and even beyond commemorating, it's unusual, it's a very unique mitzvah, in the sense of not only commemorating, you're reenacting a Ness. A lot of Nisim happen to Klal Yisrael. You don't have a mitzvah to reenact Kriyas Yamsuf. Notwithstanding, of course, you see them, Shvi Shal Pesach, take a bucket of water, right, and do what they do, and then some people have a minute, you know, they go with Makelchem B'yetchem, and so on. But we're talking in you know, classically, in the Torah and Chazal, there's plenty of Nisim, Ness of Amon, and there's one could maybe argue that the sukkahs, if you say that the sukkahs is neged anani hakovid, so to some degree we're reenacting. Okay, is it taka neged anani hakovid? Could be it's neged sukkahs mamish, in which case certainly it's not a reenactment. Another shot is that is what to be said. The matara is to go out from your mokum kavua and to go into the into anachris hayom mokum yishuv. Same yedirus kva, and you go into yedirus haroi. But either way, there's something to it. You're not just symbolically kindling something that's given on us, and mamela we're going through the motions every night. We're reenacting. You know, we have the Abdullah of Havdalahs, that people that reenact the Civil War. Right? You don't have reenactments on the war. I mean, the Muhammad of Amali, you can also make of the Yevonim, you can make reenactments also. But Klal Yisrael is not, as a rule, you don't find them. Pesach, eating matzah is not the pshat because you reenact. It wasn't a mess. Matzah was matzah. Matzah happened. I mean, it happened. Because they went out. Avad, it brings you back to the nest that they went out. Kerem Yachmot. But Lahedya to make and to design, Chazal design, and Rokheveya, a mitzvah, that the essence of the mitzvah is to reenact the nest that occurred. The Avad and not the pshat. No, the pshat is, maybe it's that too, but Leisayv Dava, that you're enacting and commemorating only the Ness of the Neiris, the Pach Shemet. The vote is that in the Ness of the Neiris, licht, the way Rabbeinu is learning, in the Ness of the Neiris is itself a statement. It's being Kaveya for us, and it's a reflection of what the essence of the Ness of the Muhammad was. It was a Ness of a Muhammad, but for what purposes was Klal Yisrael Minatayach and victorious in the Muhammad? For what goal? Towards what end? The end is that they were able to go, that you see, the Chashminoim, like it says in Al Anisim, after the whole entire Ness of the Muhammad, Rabbi Yachaloshin, Rabbi Yatan, and everything. But what's the Lotish Neshurim? Bottom line, Va'achakach, Bo Banachal Aziv Esecha, Ufinu Esechalecha, the Tiyadu Es Mikdashecha. For what purpose? For what purpose was the Anas of the Banishalam gave us a tremendous Alanisim, Alpokan, Alguiz, Alshur, Alchomais? But for what purpose? It wasn't stamped to preserve our lives. To what ends? It was for the ends of Achakach, Bo Banachal Aziv Esecha, that the Chashmainoim, the Chachmasam, Bemunasam, and Bavidosam Yizbarach, they saw in the victory of the Nechanika, and to them it was no more than a Hechitimtsim to be able to fulfill the goal of the essence of their very existence, which is Bo Banachal Aziv Esecha, Vifinu Esechalecha. The Tiyaru, they cleaned out the Pirtzes, the Tiyaru as Mikdashecha, the Liku Neidos Vachatzes Kodeshecha. The Neidos was symbolic of the ability of Klal Yisrael, not only that we were able to do this mitzvah. But right away we were able to do, you could do the mitzvah, you could do the mitzvah, Tumas Hutra B'tziva, it was not a problem. To be Mekayim, the mitzvah was not the point. The point was that the Chashmonaim utilized the coming back, the ultimate, the essence, and also the epitome of the pinnacle of the Nitzachon of the Chashmonaim was the V'achakach Bo Benachal. You could sense it, you can almost see it in your mind's eye, that they came right off the battlefield and they came Bo Benachal Adviv Esecha, and they cleaned out the Beis HaMikdash, and the Rabbeinu Shalom and Tzitzugishtel, the Rabbeinu Shalom provided for them the ability to show and to be able to characterize the Ness of the Milchama for what it was. It was a Ness that enabled Klal Yisrael to go back to being Oivdei Hashem. That was the whole purpose and the goal of the Ness. That's why it doesn't have to emphasize that there was a Ness over here. The whole point of the Ness was because it had to happen. It wasn't Stam a Ness, it was a Ness. Because how could we be Madat Neidus? We need a Ness in order to be Madat Neidus. No, so to say, now our Nisim, that's the one of the big Nisim of Chanukah, we were able to do a mitzvah. Instead of the Ness over here, was also towards the goal for the Chashmonaim to be able to fulfill ultimately what their mission was, what they set out to accomplish. What they set out to accomplish fighting the Chashmonaim was not just to preserve life. What they set out to accomplish was the V'achakach Bo Benecha, L'zvim Ezefinu Esechalecha, V'tiyar Uzmik Neshecha, V'zigu Neiz V'chaziz Kachecha, and V'kovish Moiz V'chana El'haviz L'halu Shumcha Godo. That was the entire idea of the Ness. And that's why in the Maichanika, Taka says, there's nothing. Because in and of itself, there is no tzayrich for a Ness. About Atzolus Yisrael is a big zach, but to separate Atzolus Yisrael ultimately from Yisrael, from Bnei Yisrael's matara, from their tafke, their purpose of the Mekadesh and Shemayim, of coming in and doing and proclaiming the in the Beis Hamikdash, that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is the God, and his Kedusha and his Tada, to separate that from that, is missing the entire point of the Gezhava Beis Chashmonai. To talk about in the Beis of Mechanica, to use all kinds of expressions of Haidah just on the Nitzachin of the Milchama, in and of itself, is not what Chazal were over there were emphasizing. What Chazal were emphasizing is Kilo, these things happen. Gezhava Beis Chashmonai. But what was the uniqueness and the godliness of the Beis Chashmonai was that on the heels of Shigabri Beis Chashmonai, that wasn't the end. They went right into V'achakach Bo Benecha, they went into Beis HaMikdash V'lo Imatzu Pach Shemen, and the Rebbeinu created a nest to allow them in order to be Tmeim V'yat Tehoinim Shom V'yat Tzadikim is Behechrach. So that's Megala, that's a reflection on the entire nest of the Mulchama. About this, what Kehilu says the nest of the Mulchama. Not the Pshad that doesn't say anything about the Ness of the Muhammad. It doesn't say because that's a means to an end. That's why it doesn't say. Because the end ultimately is the Ness of the Pach Shemen, which has within it the ability to be Megala and to make if the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is making a Ness for Shemen, who needs it? What's this Negeya? Bimadak Neiris Tmeyim. Tumah Tchuya V'tzibah, Hutzah V'tzibah. The Tanit says Tumah Hutzah V'tzibah, but where the entire Snagdus, the entire Muhammad with Yavin, is over being Tomei or being Tar, then
then the pshat is then you need the net. That was what they went to battle for. So for that it was necessary to make a nest. For that it was necessary to make a nest that it should be tmeiyim b'yachayim. Why in my Hanukkah? So it stresses more the pashem and here stresses this. Zognish pshat. I'm not in the interest of intellectual honesty. Obviously there's a reason for that too. But what we are saying, the Maral, what Rebbeinu is saying, is that ultimately it's all saints. It's not the pshat that you view it, the anisim, is the nes of the fachshemen, is the nes of the luchama, and memela, and here we chapped on this, and there we chapped on that. You see from the nusach of Dal Anisim, the mere fact that you're able to overlook, and to not even mention in piercing, the nes of the neiris, is behalf of the pshat, is because the nes, the miracle, is not what we're commemorating, and certainly not reenacting. We're not reenacting miracles. We're commemorating and we're being mefaras and pesumi nisa is that they went with Messias Nefesh to uphold the kedusha and the Torah of Klal Yisrael, which they tak immediately did, like it says in Alanis. And they went straight to the battlefield to bo benachal v'vesecha, and they went straight to do what they had to do. And if in order to do it, it required a nes to show to accomplish their mission and what they set out to do, so the Rebbeinu would make a nes in that, no less, certainly no less than the nes in Muhammad, because the nes in Muhammad was a down payment, it was an installment. Ultimately, the Rebbeinu Shalom understood what it is, be the Yasa Yizbarach, what the Chashmonom are here to accomplish. They're here to accomplish not to live to another day, to fight another day. They're here to come to Lidvi Vesachar and to be Mitameh, to be Mitar the Tmeim. So, Mela, Bo Benecha, and on that we give Hoydah. The chayis that we have in the Neiris, in the Habakkuk's Neiris, the Zog and Lamdish, if you want to say Lamdish, the way the Rambam would say it, I say that because the Rambam does say it, as we'll see, that in the Nes of the Neiris, as Nichol too, the three Zachen in the Nes of the Neiris. Nes of the Neiris are, of course, are just on the surface, on the simplest level, certainly are symbolic and commemorate the Nes of the Pachshemen, like it says in the Brayis of my Chanukah. But beyond that, and Avada Dosigvendeik, but viewing it from another perspective, there was also no less of an ikkah, was the ability of the natives to reflect and to bring out, to uncover, to be megala, what the nes and the Messias nefesh of the Chashmonom was all about. To be Messias nefesh for your physical being doesn't say as much about a person as when and it's megala al yedei d'adlokas neiris, is megala l'daitis, and there's pasumei nisa in d'adlokas neiris, that it reflects the fact that all the Messias nefesh that they underwent, and all the milchamas and the nisim and everything that was done for Klal Yisrael, for the Chashmonom, was for purposes of the spiritual, of the kedusha and the tahara of Klal Yisrael. And the Rambam zoktis b'feirish. The Rambam says, I think it's b'feirish, certainly v'ezei medin. So the Rambam madlikim b'manedus v'erev al pischei abatim b'chol layla v'layla mishmoynis halaylois l'harois u'legalois hanes. What's l'harois and what's legalois? You light neiris all the 8 nights to be madder and to be megala than us. What's l'harois and what's legalois? The Talmud says l'harois, to be madder, means like you see madder be'etzva. That's not uncovering, that's not revealing anything, that's pointing at something, that's showing, that visually showing your life in Eidos to be Mara the Nes. Which Nes? The Nes, that he was a Pach Shemen, Munuch B'chai Samishol Kohen Gadol, and lasted for 8 days. What does it mean to be Megalit? Vazok the Ramah Vayte Lahayos U Legalis HaNes. What's Legalis? What are you uncovering of? What needs to be uncovered? What's Sugedek? What needs over here to be made visible? What's not visible? What's invisible that needs to be made visible through that locus on notice? The Torah says that's the mess of Al-Nisim, Al-Pukh, and Al-Jewish, Al-Shuach, that finesse of the natives, the way that the Chashmonaim went straight into the Beis Hamikdash and was zoiche, not just to be mekayim a mitzvah, which was possible regardless, but was zoiche to a nes of Hadlokas Neiris, is behechrich. That's the litmus test, and that's ultimately the gres de giloy that the ganze melchama that and the nisim that Rabban Shalom did, that he preserved our lives and he preserved Klal Yisrael, and the Chashmonaim Mesiras Nefesh, ultimately the ikke is nagdus between Klal Yisrael and Yavon, was not just for purposes of who would survive. It was a battle over the neshama of Klal Yisrael, over the kedusha and the tahara of Klal Yisrael. That's what the Alanisim al Pukim al Gurus al Shuas, and that's what the Adlokas Neidus are megala through the fact that it means because there was a Ness of Neidus. Why was there a Ness of Neidus? There was a Ness of Neidus only because thus ultimately thus given the tafkin and the matara of all the nisim and shuas and mukhamish as it's well said. Those of the Rambam, that's laharos and legalis and Ness. Laharos is moira be'etzba avada poshet on the Ness of the Neidus themselves that they listed for 8 days. But noch tiefer, to be megala, as in the nest from the natives is given, licking them, the v'achakach bo'u banecha, for purposes, to the extent that medaf is gone zogin, that you don't even have to go into any grace arichas and alanisim to say this is given a nest from the natives. Because the nest of the natives, in a certain sense, is encapsulated and is reflected just in the mere fact that the Chashmonaim came right off from the Melchama, off the battlefield, and went straight into Medvei Mesecho to be finished with Sechalecha, the team, the Taras Mikdashach. That's Legalus, the nest of the Melchama, needs a pshat. It needs a pshat. It needs a pshat. Adayon, you see, it needs a pshat. You see, by secular and by Yidin Vazen and Ishkrum, so what's Chanukah? Assuming, feeling anich that it was a miracle for that. Is this a miracle from... It was a miracle that the preservation of the lives of Klal Yisrael, of the physical well-being of Klal Yisrael, and of course there's a large dose of Kaichi V'Aitzim Yadi, the Maccabees mixed in. Those of the Rambam, Laharos, or Legalis, Anes, Laharos, Avada, in the spiritual Ness, in the Kiyam HaMitzvah, and in the Matara of the Ness, which was to be able to do Torah Mitzvahs, that's Poshet, Laharos, of the Nochmevi, them, after Megalazai, you have to go back and to uncover and to reveal the Tiefkeit of the Ness Chanukah, that was the Chashmonaim's goal in the Matara, was that it should be not only that it was a Yeshua of Gibayim Biyad Chaloshim and Rabbim Biyad Matim, but it was also Tmeyim Biyad Tahoyim. Like the Rambam says, Tmeyim Biyad Tahoyim, because they were Pirzu by Pirzu and Timu Tadis. And it was Rishon Biyad Tzadikim, because they were Pashli Yodim and Moinom and Mnei Seya. And it was Zaydim Biyad Oiske Yisoy Yisecha, Lo Yinichu Oisim Lasik Bitoyim and Mitzvahs. And it's noch mehr mefurish, in the Rambam in the end of Hilchos Chanukah, it's more mefurish. Here the Rambam says, Mitzvah Sneh Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivi, Yad Me'oid. V'tzorich Odom, you want to ding zich on the Diyak, Laharis, the Legal, the Chavsa, as I ashayne, Diyak in Rambam, it's Emes. But here the Rambam says, Befeirish. Mitzvah Sneh Chanukah, Mitzvah Chavivi, Yad Me'oid. V'tzorich Odom, Lizor, Ba. Kidei Lohidiyah Hanes. They lohidiyah hanes. What's lohidiyah hanes? To be my dear. My dear means not to uncover, my dear. To acknowledge, to educate people, to be mefaras in the fact. Nes, loshen yochid. Velech a nes, nes of the natives. Zokirama ulohoysif, bishvach, hokel, lohidoyoloy, al hanisim shasalam. Zokirama, and to be moysif in the shvach, hokel, and lohidoyo on the nisim shasalam. What's that? It's al hanisim. Gurus, al shur, shasi, salam, isainu, yam, hey, mazman, is it? That's the nes of the Muhammad, of the Pokem, Yeshua, and the Muhammad. It's a clock. That's lohoysif, bishvach, that's Moisif Tzazan. In the terms of the Rambam, when he's just saying it, the Remez, in the beginning of Hilchos Chanukah, he says it in one short word, to be Megala. What's meant Megala? To be Megala means to attribute, ultimately to attribute and to recognize that the Ness of the Melchama was also for purposes, for ruchniistic purposes, and for that it's lohoisif, b'shvach hakel v'idoya, al anisim shasalam, and that's all the names. Mitzvah nechanek is chaviva, why? do you need to be nizer? Erishin's kdei loydi hanes. Und zweitens, lois bishracha keel loydi yala nizim shasim. Two things. And outflick me the nechana. To the extent that it's not rochik to say, you know, there's l'choyda a very big omission here. In the braisa of my chanukah it says, Chobim asim yam toivim bahalul loydo. Chobim asim yam toivim bahalul loydo. The Rambam over here says, he's paraphrasing the braises of the Chofrei B'Kislai, Yimei Simcha Chazawa Kaveyam Neze Eskinu. Shmoyes Hayom Meshitchilosim Melech Hamisha V'Etzim B'Kislai, Yimei Simcha V'Halo. Simcha L'Choyra, I think he's learning that's the pshat in Chavim Yosem Yom Tovim. Yom Tovim is Simcha, Yimei Simcha, the Rambam is learning. Look in the Mechabit not clear whether there's a Torah Mechabit, whether there is a Chiv Simcha on Chanukah, not, but the Rambam steht klar, Pashtis Mechabit saying there is no Chiv Simcha, but the Rambam steht klar that there is a Chiv Simcha. Where did the Rambam get it from? Chavim Yosem Yom Tovim. Rashi says Chavim Yosem Yom Tovim doesn't mean Simcha. It means Lois Shasun and the Malacha. Elos, it's Yom Tovim in Halal and Haida. It's only a Yom Tov. Then again, the mitzvah is halal v'ayda. The Rambam is not learning like that. The Rambam says, Yemei simcha v'halal. U'madlikim ha'maneis v'erev ha'pischa ha'batim v'chol la'ayla v'lanim v'shmaris ha'levis l'haris u'mudalas ha'nes. And what happened to Haida? What happened in the Rambam Haida? Ashtis t'kiyim from Haida. Ha'isis clearly learns like that. That the kiyim of Haida is... Like he's saying, the end of the Alanisim, they will hide us all out. After Bob and Elvin is out, we leave the Hadish, we come with money, so we have to hide us all out. The Alanisim, and Rashi's mashup like that also. Rashi, the loim Alanisim, the Hida. So there's a Chiyav of Hala, there's a Chiyav of Hida. The Rambam doesn't say anything about Hida. Of course, if you look, he says you have to say Alanisim, but he doesn't, when he's saying the mitzvah Sayyid, he says there's a mitzvah of Simcha, there's a mitzvah of Hala. In the midst of Adlokas Nidus. And if I'm not mistaken, over there in the Brayse of Mechanic, it doesn't say Adlokas Nidus right away over there. It doesn't say Adlokas Nidus, Miyad, to come with us and Yom Tovim, Ma'al Avoida. So the Rambam is the Choyer, is Mashma Don Rambam, that Azoibi was saying, Al Derech that was saying, that in the midst of Adlokas Nidus, is not only to be matter on the Pashto Ness of the Pashemem, but it's also revealing, and it's Megala, the Pnimius of what the whole Yontif and the Snagdis and the Geula of Klal Yisrael and the Mesiras Nefesh of the Chashmenoam was for purposes of being, it should be Tmeim, Biat Taharim, Mishram, Biat Tzadikim, and so on. So the Rambam is learning that the Hadlokas Neiris is also Dosid Haida. It's a very big Chiddush. But the Rambam, I wanted to say this last year, I think I mentioned this year, that the Rambam is learning that Kavim Asim Yom Tovim Bahal V'Haida, Haida is a reference to Hadlokas Neiris. Haida is Al Yedei Hadlokas Neiris. Because Haida is something that's done with Pirsum. Alamol you find Haida is with Pirsum. Haida by definition needs Gibur. You say Megillas Esther says Pasum Enisa. Adlokas Neiris is Pasum Enisa. You bench Goimel, you need Asada. As Mechatzus Beis Hashem, Karbim Toida, you say Ma'oshiv L'Hashem, Kol Tamiloi, L'cho Ezbaz Zerach Toida, is Mechatzus Beis Hashem, B'Soy Cheichi Yimushalai. It's interesting, if you look, in many places you'll find that Haida, it says Mechatzus. Mechatzus is an open person, there's no Mechitzus, well, there's Mechitzus, but there's no privacy. Mizmel Asada, you end off. In the end of the Maidim the Rabbanon, you say over there, Shech Yisonu ki Amtonu ken Chayenis Tesef, Yogol Yoseinu l'chatzah is Kachacha. In the end of Alanisim, V'achakach bo v'necha l'fi v'secha, v'pinu secha t'yaris v'lashecha, v'idliku neidus, v'yir b'chatzah is Kachacha. You find over and over in Chazal, the Loshen, b'chatzah is the chatzos is negay in Haida, because the point of Haida is to be megala and mefarsim something, berabim, bekumbi, not in private. So the oifen of the Haida, the representation of the Neis represents and reflects Be'etzem both Nisim. It represents the Nes of the Pach Shemen. It is a visual representation of both the Pach Shemen and the Nes of the Muhammad. But it also has an element that by definition Neis has the ability, no less than a Megillas Esther, that has the ability to be Mepharsim and as verbally, that through the Kriya of the Megillah you being Mepharsim, that's a Kiyum of Haidah, through the Pirsum Hanes verbally. So over here there's a Pirsum Hanes, it's a Kiyum of Haidah, because you're being Mepharsim. To the extent that you're being Mepharsim, the Nas, the Pirsum Hanes, Hotenzich, the Maila, and the character, the nature of Haidah. That's what Haidah is by definition, to be Mepharsim. Lohaisiv Bishvach HaKel V'Haidah Yalai, like the Lashon HaRambam. And that's Mamash the Rambam says it. Yom says this also in the end. The Tzorchon Lizorba K'dei Lohidiyya HaNes, to be my dear the Nes of the Neiris, Ulohaisiv Bishvach HaKel V'Haidahya, Lashon Haidah, Ala Nisim Shasalah. So it has a twofold purpose. It's on the surface, superficially, of course, it's a reflection of the very Neiris of the Nes of the Pach Shemen. But beyond that, Zok the Rambam, it's also not only a reflection of that, but it serves Poshet al Yidei, the visual aspect, the person was the Neiris, you like Neiris, so you're being Mepharsim in the Nes over here, that it was a Nes of Hadlaka. And what's lived in the Nes of Hadlaka? Laharis and Legalis and Nes, all the Nisim from Chanukah Ligin. All the Nisim of Chanukah Ligin in the Hadlaka. And on all that it says, it's Kedei Ledi Anes, Ulahaisiv Bisheva Chokel Vaidoy, all the Nisim Shasimah. It's also Poshet that the Rambam, when he says, Kovim Vahosim Yom Toivim, so the Rambam says that it's John is paraphrasing the Brisa. What's Haidah? Haidah does not allow Onisim. Onisim is not Haidah. That's not the Kiyum. That's a Meina Moira. Just like Yalvi Yalva is not Haidah. That's a Meina Moira. It's Hanukkah, so you mask it. The Meina Moira. What's the Kiyum of the Haidah? The Kiyum of the Haidah is, they lohaisiv bishvach hakel. Why you be nizah in Nechanukah? Because in Nechanukah liktoichit, it says, Nechanukah lies also the mitzvah of being Maida al Anes. Bishvach hakel vaidah al Nisim Shasalah. And Emesis, we say it every night in Shema Yisrael Chanukah. You say Ala Nisim. What does it mean, Taj? Ala Nisim. It's a sentence fragment. I mean, it doesn't. I mean, what's Ala Nisim? What's the thought of here? Ala Nisim. Al Purkan Al Gezer Shalom 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 Shalom. Bimei Matis Yo. What Ala Nisim? What about it? What's Taj? On the Nisim. What on the Nisim? On the Nisim what? What on the Nisim what? Teretz says it's going to Hemshuch of the Moedim. That you're saying, Moedim anach l'choshem l'chein al chayenu hamsunim yodach v'al nishmoysein apgudezach v'al nisecho shabchol yam imano v'al nifloysem k'hay v'secho al this, al this, al this, al that. And then al anisim, al agbuiz, al shuiz, and we're giving haidah also al anisim, al niflois. So what is the Haidah attack? So either, as we said, it's the Halanisim itself is the king of the Haidah, or the way the Rambam seems to be mashma, it's the Hadlokas Haneiris that are the actual, that the actual king of the Haidah, the Maisa Mitzvah of Haidah is in the Hadlokas Haneiris, because the Hadlokas Haneiris are a visual way of being Mepharas from the idea Hanes, Ulohaisiv Bishvach HaKel V'Haidah Yalai Halanisim Shasalam. That is through the Zahiris and the Ner Chanukah. So the emes is a raya to the Rambam's pshat is in the Haneiris Halal. Haneiris Halal, anachim adlik. Anisim al nefloiz. Haneiris Halal, anachim adlik. Then you start with Alanisim. There's an Alanisim there. You don't think of it as such. This is Haneiris Halal, so it's called Haneiris Halal. But there's an Alanisim. Al-Rabur, Al-Shuaz, Al-Khamaj. Shasis Allah, the same way, Mehmet Zman Azzeh. Basically, the exact nusach of Alanisim that you're saying in Shmanasra. But you say before it, Haneiris Halalu, Anachu Madlikim. Al Anisim, Al Nefles. That's what he's saying. He's saying that the Nedis are Lohaisif, Mishpacha, Kel, and Haida. Al Hanisim, Nedis Alalo Anachim Madlikim Al Anisim. What does that mean? You mean Madlik at Al Anisim? You mean Madlik at Ananisim? Isn't that the Tafshemet? What's Al Anisim? Al Anisim is the Mulcham. In the Pshat is, that is, you're saying, that is the Kiyam. Here, there's no Maidim behind it. Right? So you can't just say Al Anisim. So, what's Al Anisim? There's a Haidah. Where's the Haidah? Hanayus Allah and Afra Madlikim. Vils Vaita, you want, it's not Mufurish enough, so you keep on going. Al Yidei Kaya Necha Agdashim. Vachal Shmoyna Semechanaka Hanayus Allah and Afra Madlikim. Vain Lanu Yushus Lishtamish Mim Elu Oysim Bilvar. Kidei Lo Haidahis Ula Hala Lishimcha Agadu. Al Nisecha Al Nisecha Al Nisecha Hanayus Allah and Afra Madlikim. Vain Lanu Yushus Lishtamish Elu Lishim. Why? Because they're Lahayus Ula Galis Hanes. Kidei Lo Haidahis Ula Hala. And that is Lohaydus Ulahal Shimchag Alani Sam Mizon Shazam. The Refeish, what the Rambam is saying. The Lohaysev Vishvach Okel Vaidoy Alanisim Shasalanu, that the Nedis ultimately are a form of Haidah on an S. That is the essence of the Kiyom of the Haidah and the Mimifansim Zain, the Nes. Not only the Nes of the Pachshama, but in the Nes of the Pachshama, lick the Haidah on the Milchamas, its Megala on the entire Nes of the Milchama, that it was all in order that should be Tmeim Beatahar and Yisham Yatzikim. So tonight, in all the nights of Chanukah, whether you need to mitzad hadin, stay around for a half hour after you light the neighbors, or you don't need to mitzad hadin, yesh ladin. But certainly, if you light the neighbors, you go off and you play dreidel, and you don't give a second thought, you don't give a look back at the neighbors, or a second thought. What's licked in the neighbors of Hanukkah? You're lighting it to be fast from the nest, but it starts the Ikka Fasuminisis with Bnei Bayis today. Certainly if you're not going out, if you go out, you see somebody else's neighbors. If you're staying home and you don't look at your neighbors, so you're missing out on the entire Tel Hoydus Ulahal Lashim Chagadu. The whole essence of the Hanukkah, Yimei Hanukkah. So you light the neighbors. Look at the neighbors. Look at the neighbors. Sit for a few minutes and look at the neighbors. What do the neighbors represent? It's not a civil war reenactment. It's not a reenacting of some miracle. It's some Mogeshan. The neighbors, like the Rambam and the Lechayda, which is the Masech HaSeifer, the neighbors Halalu is telling us, teaching us, and the Rambam is saying, that the Nedis ultimately need to be appreciated and to be read into and to be understood for being a reflection of the entire Nes of Tmeim V'yat Tehoirim and Rishon V'yat Tzadikim. So, let's try that tonight and all the Mechanika, and you'll see. The mitzvah of Teira should be Zeichet Tegiluyim and Steigim Teira Alidei the Zehidus and the Nechanika.